Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. My guest is Silvia Fernandez Colorado. And I see on your, kind of on your wrist, you have the word bliss.
Yes.
We talked about joy and happiness, and now you have this, is bliss different from joy and happiness?
I think bliss is like a super duper happiness and joy together.
Okay. That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate.
It's the ultimate happiness, bliss.
Okay.
It's like an explosion of happiness.
Okay. So in terms of bringing this concept of general teaching, addressing the issues of society, we want a more peaceful and mejor convivencia, etc. How can we promote this? And I want you to give your how you can be contacted and people can be interested in hearing more about this and getting more in depth on it and participating, etc. You've been using it more for yourself and on a day-to-day, and you've given some seminars on it, but it sounds like you're kind of like seminars preaching to the choir. I mean, it's at the conferences where everybody there already knows, and you're just helping and all. It's one of the things that's difficult in life is how you promote something that's good.
Jorge, but there are so many things that people can do without even knowing about gentle teaching or taking any training any meeting with me. And one of them is not using bad words.
Okay, go ahead.
Not using bad words. This promotes peace. This helps any and every environment. Even if you're using it as an adjective, don't use bad words.
Tell them that you gave an experience where recently, and we won't name the company, but you went to a medical insurance company, and the person who treated you, not treated you,
yeah.
you didn't want to be treated, who took advantage of
information about my health, and they were writing this information about my health, and then she finishes taking all the basic information, health information, and she says, "Are you depressed?" And I was like, "No." "Are you sad?" "No." I was like, "I think on the contrary, I'm here on the basis of prevention of health situations. I'm here to stay happy and to stay healthy." But it's curious that you're asking me if I'm depressed and I'm not a psychiatrist. And you're asking me if I'm sad, and I don't think I've given you any signals that I'm sad. And she says, "Well, we have to make sure that people are not depressed or sad." And I said, "Okay, but if you start like that, instead of how are you feeling, or have you felt sad? Has something happened to you lately that make you feel sad? Or happy, why start with the sadness?
You look like a very happy person, I'm glad to meet you."
Well, I think many people that are sad these days try to hide it because of social media or they don't want people to know because they're ashamed or it happens. People are sad and they don't share it. So they want to make sure that everybody's not happy, but everybody is on a good emotional level or whatever you want to call it, but emotional state. But I don't think asking if you're depressed or sad is a good way to start that conversation.
Right. So in terms of we have the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz and it's such a huge project and all, and there's the tools and there's the roots of et cetera. So
we can gentle teaching in there somehow, we can add it in there if possible.
Hearing the Secretary of Education last night on a radio program and how we opening up the schools to different concepts and ideas, You know, and I'm sure they're kind of bombarded now with, you know, everybody
needing help.
Everybody's some, you know, trying to have the silver bullet that's going to take care of the mm-hmm. of the problem of adolescence, you know, not being not living well the way they should be and not feeling well. So you know, we'll have to give it some thought. But I mentioned before, and maybe and before we forget, is and that you had given this presentation, or you brought somebody to give a presentation on writing a book and the process. I think you just sort of described this one in the sense, you know, your mentor died and you wanted to get some ideas from different people. But then you have this 365 Positive Thoughts. And what's the third book?
The third book I wrote with Antonio Colorado, my cousin. Mm-hmm. It's Las Tres C's.
Las Tres?
Quiero Amor. La Quiero Amor. I Want Love. The Seven C's. Las Siete C's. Compromiso.
Ah, the C's. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Seven C's. So okay. Every word starts with a C. That was the third book I wrote.
That was with Tito?
No, with my cousin, his son.
Oh, his son. Okay. See, I met him.
Antonio Colorado the Third.
Okay. See. I met. He hasn't been to Rotary for a while.
Also. He's a psychologist also.
See.
So this 365 was the first book, but I first wrote it in Spanish. And then translated it with Arturo Morales and Zoom Ideal, which is the company that Arturo comes from. Zoom Ideal helped me put this book, which I wrote in Spanish, put it in English, and with a totally different presentation.
Okay.
And then they also helped me with.
You know, I found it interesting. The book, you know, as I said, I was using it, but you know, you the definition of, you know, the Seba and that is the growth. And this should remind us of how we can offer home or a conditional love to many when we are deeply rooted with our values and purpose in life. With time and lessons learned in life, the thorns fall off and we can connect and share our love more genuinely with ourselves and others. That's close to my epitaph. That's very close to my definition of happiness, living your personal values, the sense of satisfaction and peace. And so I like that one.
I'm glad.
Then at the end, at the bottom, at the end, at the you have yourself kind of walking barefoot
on clouds.
Clouds.
Yes,
and
love it.
Then it says, accept the challenge to bring the joy you deserve every day. This book offers you the opportunity to play while you live. The author helps keeps you refreshed and motivated with positive ways of looking at life. We are all experts when it comes to dealing with the unexpected. This is a very useful tool to keep you walking on a cloud.
I told him, I want a picture of me walking on clouds somewhere in the book.
Yeah, okay.
They put it in the back,
Okay. This was 2015, 2015. So this was the first one, okay? Then
But that was in Spanish, in 2010, and then 2015 in English.
Oh, okay. So it was a 2010 book, really.
Yes,
okay.
And then this one in 2015.
The general teaching.
Actually, the three. Also the one, Las Siete Cs, Quiero Amor, I Want Love. That was also 2015, so... I had already spent a whole year in living in Vieques at that time. I spent 5 of my years living in Vieques, and the first one was 2014 to 2015. So that's when all the books came out.
Okay, well, tell us of the book processing.
I love writing. The first book was so easy. The 365 Positive Thoughts was so easy.
Really?
Yes. I quit my job as a university professor. For very bad reasons, I won't say details, but I left that, and then the boyfriend
you were mistreated.
The boyfriend at the time said, Sylvia, you've always wanted to write a book on positive thoughts. Why don't you take the time now? Because they said you can take the 7 months off that you were going to give us when you quit. You can take them now. So I took those 7 months, and I wrote my first book.
Okay.
And that was an amazing experience. The thoughts just came.
And you knew you were going to get it published, or you just wrote it for your
book? I wrote it for me.
Okay.
And then I thought, I want to publish it. And I gave away, I must have given away like 13,000?
Yes.
13,000 libros regalé.
You gave 13,000 books copies. Away?
Yes.
Of the positive?
Yes. The little one, not this one. This one was more expensive
to
make.
The Spanish one.
The Spanish one was a smaller version.
Okay.
And it was
positivo,
yes, and I self-published it also, but I didn't have a professional. Like, it's totally different because it was not somebody helping me do the first page, the last page. Mm-hmm. It was just me.
Yeah, the 2010 one. Yeah, yeah. And that was basically just to give it away. Okay.
Yeah, I did it myself. And then I got Sumi Leal to help me with the colors, with the prints, with how big to make it, and yeah, they helped me with. Yeah, the design of the book.
Yeah, there's a lot of format.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the colors. Beautiful.
Yeah. The pictures are all mine or by somebody that I asked them to take this picture for me. Some of the pictures are from Israel. Some of the pictures are from Vieques. Some from different places. Yeah. Okay. And then the third book was the gentle teaching one. When Dr. McGee passed away, I thought, I want to do
two and then 4 years. Yeah, actually four. Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, three because I don't count the fourth one because it's just a Spanish to English.
See.
And then this one came and everybody said, yes, I want to. Actually, I had to leave some people out that wanted to come in the book because it would have been too long.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. Arturo Morales from SUM Ideal, which is the man that came to give the presentation to Rotary Club of San Juan, and his team, they are so great. Hmm. I love this group of people. They're amazing, and they help you in any which way they can, always remembering and giving you positive feedback. And they make it so easy to write a book.
Right. Right.
It's amazing, yes.
And so, and then the last one, which the love and three seven seas.
Amor, I want love. The seven seas of I want love. That took us a little longer because Antonio and I, my cousin and I, we had different views and how we wanted to put everything in the book and what we wanted to add, which seas to choose, and then he had his work. I had my time off. I was living in Vieques and doing coaching to students at the time, university students, which was an amazing experience with kinesis.org. Amazing. And so it took, when you're working with someone, because the gentle teaching, even though it was seven people, they each wrote their chapter and sent it to me.
Right.
And that's it. And then some editing, little editing. But when you're writing a book with someone, like it was with my cousin, each of us would write something, and then we would put it together, and then we would edit together. And it took us 3 years.
Oh, wow.
To write that book, yes.
Wow.
And now some people ask me, so should I get that book? And I said, well, you can get it, but I think very differently about many of the subjects now that I did then.
So that was not too long ago.
2015, it's 10 years already.
Oh, 10 years, wow, okay.
2015, yes.
What would you say is your basic development or evolution in terms of love and you know what you try to get across in that book? What would you say is the most important evolution that's come to?
That's a very good question, Jorge.
You say it's deep. Very different, but you
can't. It's a deep question. I think when I wrote the book, I was having relationships that I needed this man. And now I am wishing for a relationship where we can both come together and grow together. Mm-hmm. So it's very different from what I thought of relationships in the past.
Yeah,
and I don't think that, I don't think I portrayed that in that book.
Yeah, there was a great. It's a new concept. Well, I mean, it's not a new concept, but it just put another name to it. LAT, living apart together. Yeah, and basically, it's all these relationships where people are living apart, but they're still together.
Having a relationship.
And it's getting more and more complicated.
I remember watching this video the other day. There's ghosting and I don't even know the terminology, but then there's this grandmother explaining. Well, that was called You don't deserve him. That was called let him go. That was called he's a beep. And that was called to stop naming stuff and just you know.
Describe it.
Yeah. Just,
describe
why,
it.
Why does everything have to have a name now? It's confusing. I think it's confusing the younger generations. And it's too complicated. Relationships have gotten so complicated for them.
It is. Now, Hector is waving that we've run out of time. I wish I had a nice nugget of truth, you know, at the end of all of this. But I think basically, I think we have to be gentle in life.
Yes.
And you put it in gentle teaching, but we have to be gentle and kind and grateful. And and these tools that you put together, that have been put together that you then are espousing, are really valuable. So I appreciate, Sylvia, that you shared all this with us. And,
of course.
And let's see how we, put this to work.
Thank you for having me, and appreciate. Once you appreciate, you have the tools to be more gentle.
Good.
Appreciate more.
Words of wisdom.
The nugget. Appreciate more.
So take care. Be gentle. Huh? Be gentle. We'll see you next week.
See you.
My guest has been Sylvia Fernandez Colorado. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez. Take care.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.